Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Many people from Massachusetts decided to head to the Washington Women's March to make their voices heard. Among them, plenty of children. Reporting from D.C., WBUR's Max Larkin spent some time with one family.
Amid a sea of pink hats, puppets, signs, Trump masks, and a quilt made out of women's underwear, there were a few young people, like 11-year-old Eleanor Bach, who arrived in the morning to march and made it down to the White House with her family as the sun went down. The Bach family packed up and left Melrose after school on Friday. Eleanor is a fifth grader at Roosevelt Elementary there. The drive took 9 hours.
We left right after school at about 3 o'clock. Everyone was like, oh my gosh, Ella's going to protest.
At the first protest of her life, she was wearing a bright green sign that said, "Love, not hate, makes America great," and had a pink streak in her hair. By 4 o'clock, Eleanor Bach's siblings were exhausted. They staggered by the Washington Monument and didn't feel like answering questions, though her younger brother Wyatt did make an effort.
Seven.
Did you have a good day?
Yeah.
He's been saying my legs are aching the whole time.
But Eleanor Bach was still going, thrilled by the size of the crowd and inspired by the people who came out. She wishes for a future with equal rights and justice for everyone. And she said she doesn't blame people her parents' age for the problems she sees in her country. At least, not all of them.
There are some that, in my opinion, could have done a little better. And I just feel like I'm really proud of my world, but right now it's a little bit broken and we kind of need to fix it.
Eleanor Bach said she didn't know if the march would change anything, but she said she's hopeful. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.